I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have something nice for Steelers fans. Have you read that story?
I was originally appalled by the story. Or just it kind of...
You were appalled?
It kind of just left a... Kind of got the...
You got the willies?
Yeah.
Willie Nelson also still alive. You want to read that to everybody here?
Yes. Let's see here. I was going to do a dateline, but I don't have the city.
This is a nice thing.
Anyway, widow has late husband's tattoo cut from his corpse, nice. Framed as a cool tribute. It does so much more than a picture, says Angelica Redovinsky.
That's funny. Because I went and found Angelica's Instagram. So here she is.
Yeah, we really had my husband's tattoo preserved. And no, my son and I don't think it's weird at all. Let me tell you how we had it done. When my husband passed away, unexpectedly, I knew that this is something that we were going to do because we had talked about it. So with his consent, when I was at the funeral home making all the arrangements, for those of you, unfortunately, that have gone through this process, it's everything from how you want the chairs to what kind of flowers do you want, all of that stuff, right? And I said, I want to preserve my husband's tattoo. Naturally, they thought I was crazy. They were very nice, but it was very unheard of, and they were not familiar with it. They weren't sure how we were going to do that.
Audio courtesy Angelica's Instagram account. It is a Steelers helmet tattoo. There's a photo here with the woman, and I assume is her son, from the New York Post. Yes. The tattoo is framed. It's a very nice piece.
Yeah, the mortician removed the skin, placed it in a preservation kit, mailed it to a company called Save My Ink Forever, which is right here in Northeast Ohio.
Yep. Wow.
Northfield.
Every 19 minutes.
They cut off a portion of a corpse's skin.
I mean, okay, yeah, that's a fan, man. That's a fan. And that's a nice love story.
I did want to hate it, and I did think there was ulterior motives until I watched the videos, because the first thing you find when you get to her Instagram is it says digital creator.
Oh, you thought it might be farce?
No, I didn't think it was a farce. I just think it's like a, hey, he's not here to object, but you know, they apparently had this all thought of ahead of time. Now, if you go on her account, there's videos of him, you know, when he was still alive, because this was fairly recent, you know, within the last couple of months. And you know, big Steelers fan, so they're in West Virginia. But
a lot of Steelers fans in West
Virginia. One thing that was cool out of it was, you know, once this comes out, people were tagging the Steelers like crazy on social media, and they actually brought them out to camp and all that. So Well, that's her and her son. Nice. The Steelers brought him out and got him jerseys and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. It says in the New York Post, she has since shared her journey of loss and preservation on TikTok. The video about the tattoo has amassed nearly 30 million views. Viewers have been divided. While many express admiration and support, others compared her decision to something out of a horror story, even comparing her to serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay, that's crazy. The man's already passed away.
That's another Ohio one.
The man's already passed away. It's her husband. I don't think it's something, I don't have any tattoos. I don't think it's something Liz would do. I don't know what on me she would preserve.
I have one little area that I got drunkenly in a bar in Thailand. I don't think my wife wants that.
No, not a keepsake forever.
They should burn it and then take it back to Thailand and bury the ashes there, take you back home.
Well, that's how you create some sort of voodoo situation.
But hey, man, that's your guys' journey, not mine. You know, everybody has their own. See, I don't hate Steelers fans. A lot of them hate me.
So, like, imagine if
but
this
that's
was
a nice story. Right,
say the wife isn't into something like this. Could this be a fantasy football championship trophy that gets passed around from year to year?
Do you think that this is something? Say this. You don't have any tattoos, right?
No.
Do you think that this is something that? Because she said he passed away unexpectedly, but that was his wishes.
Yes.
Okay.
They
so
probably always
this is something
about.
They discussed before, and then he passed away unexpectedly. Yeah. Sadly. So do you think that Sarah would do something like this for you?
No, she would be horrified.
He was also very tatted up. I think she
said
he had
70
tattoos.
Oh, yeah,
tattoos,
you could see. So, you could see this guy was really into it. I could just see somebody using this this type of story as motivation. Clearly, it's a flourishing company here in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. Looks like a father-son, the Sherwoods. Shout out to them if they want to. If anybody contacts them, I'd love to hear more about this. I'd love to know how many of these they are doing. But then imagine
it has to be going on for a long time.
Yeah, imagine how you could get carried away with this. Like, what other keepsakes from your loved one's body would you like to take with you wherever you go or have in the house? I mean, you could get pretty damn morbid with this.
Can you, or is it because people keep their kids' hair?
Like, imagine,
can't you do that for a spouse?
I couldn't do it.
Teeth.
Teeth necklace.
What else, Ken? What other features of your loved one would you want to preserve?
Yeah, I mean, if she wanted to keep mine that badly, it's not much to it's not much to put as a trophy. But if she would like to, that's fine by me. I have no choice in
right
the matter.
There. Hang on the mantle.
There you go.
By your Emmys. Well, here's my husband's life story.
Here you be.
Here's what got us into this mess to begin with.
There it is. And she would go, listen, the death process, and maybe rigor mortis would set in. I don't know.
It fluctuates.
We'll see where it goes. Well, it's not what Lizzie and I would do, and I don't think it's what Sarah Ono and you would do, or your wife and you would do, Owen. But you know what? We ain't in their relationship, so God bless them. For them, that's nice.
Maybe there's again, a special mole that you'd want to keep.
You Steeler fans all think I hate you. I don't hate you. Some of you hate me, but I don't hate you.
Oh, my God, like a yo-yo?
Daryl Ryder coming up at 8:22 this morning. Daryl Ryder coming up at 8:22 this morning. Okay, would you ease up there, Ed Gein?
You're having to walk the dog right now with your dad's ear.
Can we just move on now to the Michigan thing, please?
You have wrestling kids. It'd be cauliflower ear.
Coming in hot at 9:43. Move on. Move on. We have Sirius Browns at 8:22. The Michigan saga. It seems today that the allegations and all the investigation and everything is finally going to come to an end, that the NCAA is finally going to come out with their punishment for the University of Michigan for sign stealing. What do you think it's going to be today?
Well, the rumors were that it's just going to be like the biggest fine in NCAA history. Who cares? I mean, I have never...
$8 million, I think, is the record in the NCAA for a fine. That was Tennessee.
And what are their boosters paying their quarterback this year at Michigan?
Whole lot of money.
In desperation after Ohio State won the national championship.
Yeah.
What are they paying this dude? So, in the end, I never thought that they were going to get some postseason ban. Not in this era of the NCAA. If this were 15 years ago, I think we'd be dealing with, I think we already would have gotten it. I think the NCAA has no interest in doing this. I think they would argue, hey, your coach is already gone. And that was your magical formula for winning. You had one of the best college football coaches, you know, at that time.
Okay.
As much as we made fun of Harbaugh, by the end, he was
a weirdo, but
you know, after the other guys left, he was one of the best that were still going.
Mm-hmm.
And they already had suspended him. during the season, which was a huge hit. We forget how monumental it was that he missed.
Remember, he got the Penn how bizarre State. It was. He got off the plane, and they're like, "You gotta go."
In Happy Valley,
right there on the tarmac,
yeah, in the hotel, yeah.
And then the Michigan game, the Ohio State game, he missed those games. That was monumental, and they still won. And so, because of that, I think that was the end of it as far as the NCAA came. And you know, maybe who's their head coach now, Sherrod Moore? Maybe he gets a
Sherrod Moore.
He gets a suspension. Connor Stallions will never be allowed to coach again in the NCAA, whatever. We had Dan Wetzel on yesterday. Wetzel's like, if I were an NFL team, 100% would hire Connor Stallions tomorrow.
Dan said that?
Yes. For him to be able to do what he did on no budget.
Would Connor be willing to do it, though? Because I saw the Netflix thing. He clearly loves Michigan to a psychotic level that he was willing to do that. And fine on you, pal. But is he willing to do that? Is he willing to be a mercenary for an NFL football team?
Man, you'd think Bill Belichick would love to have that guy working for
him. Oh, you know what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking, Kenny? Well,
bring him on in.
Bring him in? Yeah.
Bring him on in.
That would not be something I would show any kind of moral outrage.
Oh, really? You know, that's where you're drawing your line now, huh?
You know what? All along the Connor Stallions thing, this is where I parted ways with a lot of the bloggers and a lot of the radio people down in Columbus. I never thought that this was the biggest deal in the world. I thought they clearly were cheating. It was dealt with in a minor capacity at the time. Harbaugh did get suspended. I never believed Harbaugh that he didn't know anything about this. That was ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how anybody could believe that. Does our boss even believe that?
No.
Keith, come on.
There's no way he could.
They knew. They all knew.
You can call in at any time. We have a guest coming up at 8:20, I don't know if he wants to call in now. But
And they took it to an unreal spot, just like the Houston Astros did, right? Sign stealing's always been a part of sports. The Astros, they took it to a ridiculous level. And, you know, public opinion, they have to pay the price, but the World Series is still the World Series for them. So no, they're not taking away the championship. They're not getting a postseason ban. And I'm one of the rare Ohio State fans. It's like, fine. They have to deal with the humiliation. Every time that national championship is brought up, no matter who you are, if you're not a Michigan fan anywhere outside of Ann Arbor or wherever, you will bring up the cheating. Mm-hmm. And that's their punishment. And that's a pretty significant punishment.
Now, could the NCAA, because it's real quick, because it's a college football playoff, which is outside of the NCAA. Yeah. Like we've all said, like the NCAA basically anymore, they know how to throw a tournament really well, and that's about it.
Could there be a Big Ten ban? A Big Ten championship ban?
Well, could there be like you got to take down banners or put away trophies or anything? Which is the dumbest possible
thing,
punishment, the silliest thing I've ever heard of in my life,
Ohio
but they still
State,
do it.
We have been put through that with Jim O'Brien's basketball team, with Jim Tressel and his football team.
Is there any possibility they would do that? Because I would not condone it because I think it's just dumb.
Yeah.
The championship is won. It is what it is.
I think they keep it.
Okay. Because it's toothless. It was toothless then. Even when the NCAA had power, and it's certainly silly now. But money's money. But does it, depending on how, the only thing I'll say about this, the only real comeuppance they might have, you know, depending on the amount of money that people are paying for this, and depending on what type of season Michigan turns in, I know they're in the top 25. I think they're starting 14th in the season of the AP preseason poll, which I know that it doesn't mean nothing. But if they go out there and they struggle this year and maybe they struggle next year, does the temperature change on Jim Harbaugh with the University of Michigan, with their fan base? Because you didn't really, you left them, and if you don't do very well,
oh, you mean
it
like
kind of feels like you left them high and dry.
Yeah.
Like Jim Tressel did not leave Ohio. I know there was the Luke Fickell interim year, but obviously they went on
small price to pay
Urban
for
Meyer and Ryan Day and all that stuff. So we look at Jim Tressel in a completely different light. If they had had that success and then all of a sudden Ohio State was pulling in 7-5 seasons, I think the thoughts towards Jim Tressel from Ohio State fans would probably be a little bit different.
Kenny, we are on the brink of potentially
high and dry. Got fired, but still,
we are on the brink of potentially electing him as governor in our state. If you want to know how people feel about Jim Tressel,
you have turned this thing into Meet the Press this morning. We had Ron DeSantis cowboy boots mentions now, and then all this coming in hot 9:43. Right now, let's go and bring in Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Oh, we're doing all right. All right. What did you think of yesterday when they signed, they're allegedly going to sign Isaiah Bond? He said that himself. And Quinshon Judkins, his charges were dropped. What went through your head?
Well, I'll start with Judkins. That paves the way for Andrew Berry to get him signed and get him into camp. Obviously, have to wait for the league office to determine regardless of the legal outcome, if the league felt he still violated the conduct policy in any way. But officials down in Broward County made it very clear in the statement that they released yesterday that the evidence did not support the charge, and therefore that's why they didn't pursue the case. As far as Isaiah Bond, I think he might have jumped the gun a little bit. You know, got to make sure you got pen to paper. The team is saying that he's not signed yet. Now, part of that might be a little damage control to kind of spread the news cycle out a little bit. But it's just if, in fact, they do sign him or they have signed him, it's just another example of Andrew Berry taking flyers on guys that have had some questionable things in their background.
Yeah, Daryl, we obviously there's been a lot of reaction pouring in social media. You know, there was some outrage there yesterday, and we've got to maintain that, again, in both of these cases, it looks like neither is going to face, you know, a trial, neither is going to face anything more. So they're going to be eligible to play football. We'll see when, obviously, Judkins is going to be. With that said, you know, the Browns have, you know, made it known that they're taking all of this so seriously. Jimmy and Dee both have talked about this at length, and they even brought in that Lisa Friel, who's dealt with these cases for years, to come and talk to the team. Do you think, though, some of that is just paying lip service because they know what a bad rap they get every time some of this happens? Like, how much do you really think they care about bringing in players that might have red flags or, you know, questionable background?
They care about winning. And that's why, you know, you can criticize a lot of things when it comes to the results on the field under their ownership. But the one thing you cannot do is say that the Haslams don't want to win or they're not willing to do what it takes to win. Because if you can play football at a high level, regardless of what's in your background, they'll take you. And that's not me being glib. They gave Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed and gave up six draft picks for the privilege of adding him to their football team with everything that he was accused of. So there is no moral high ground for them. We did, you know, this obviously came up. And in fact, the first, if I remember correctly, they talked for 25 minutes earlier in training camp there, and the first 15 minutes of that availability was centered around Judkins, the accusations, and their responses to them, and not just to them, but just the, you know, their willingness to add players with questionable character. Now, innocent until proven guilty, Judkins will not face any legal consequences. Bond will not face any legal consequences. Again, the NFL has to make a decision as to whether or not, you know, conduct policies were violated. The other thing too is that these teams, including the Browns, have access to a tremendous amount of information on these players' backgrounds that you and I just will never ever have access to. I mean, the Browns at one time, this is pre-Haslam, but under the Lerner ownership, I mean, they had the former head of the Secret Service was their head of security. So there are very close, intimate relationships with law enforcement, not just the Browns, but throughout the National Football League. And so when these incidents pop up, the teams know about it before any of us do, and also too, even when you're talking about the draft process, they do have the ability to.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, get down to the bottom of, you know, what may or may not have occurred. And so, you know, they can't claim that they're naive or that they get caught off guard because they have a tremendous amount of resources. Again, not just the Browns, but all NFL teams invested in investigating backgrounds of players.
Daryl, do you think at this point it's actually a strategy? And I know people are going to hear that and go, what are you talking about? What I mean is, another team's trash is going to be their treasure. Like, they're able to get guys in, you know, precarious situations that other teams either aren't willing to, or they're going to bypass them because they have them on a list. I mean, Browns have drafted players before that, you know, other teams thought were maybe undraftable. So do you think it's now a strategy that they think they can get talent this way?
Well, it worked with Kareem Hunt, but that wasn't an Andrew Berry move. That was a John Dorsey move. And for the most part, they were able to rehab Kareem's image publicly as well as get production from him on the football field. Andrew Berry has taken multiple chances on players that have had things pop up in their backgrounds when it comes to either being sued for, accused of, arrested for, charged with something related to assaulting women. And the next player that pans out for Berry will be the first. So, you know, I do think that they view it, Anthony, as a low risk type of moves. Okay, yeah, we'll take a little heat on the public backlash, but as soon as the player, you know, has their first big game, fans forget about that stuff. And the same would have been true for Deshaun Watson. Had he come in here and been healthy, been available, and produced on the football field, I don't think that many Browns fans would be regretting that decision because the team is winning. And we've seen that in sports. Fans are very forgiving as long as you produce on the field. And Andrew Berry is looking at it. We give up very little. We don't have to pay market rate, whether that's in draft capital, whether that's in cash, right? And so you get these guys at a discount, hoping that you can get something, anything out of them on the football field. But again, where Barry is concerned, he is yet to see any of the those type of moves pay off in a positive way.
Daryl's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Daryl, we got to get to the game tomorrow against the Eagles. Do you think we'll see Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, if he is, and I'm not ducking the question, can it just, if he's healthy enough to go, yeah, and I think we need to see Dylan Gabriel. It's very important, in my view, that we see him if he is able to go. And I'm looking for him to play at the same level, if not a higher level, than we saw from Shedeur Sanders last Friday night in Carolina. So we have a little compare-contrasting to do. If we don't see him, I think that that complicates the evaluation process. But fingers crossed that he's going to be healthy enough to go.
All right, Daryl. Tyler Huntley then after him, obviously. Is there any consideration at all, or is this just like, we got to do what we got to do here?
Yeah, they got to do what they got to do. I mean, they brought four quarterbacks into training camp to compete for one job, and they can't even get through the first 4 weeks of camp with those four quarterbacks. Now, obviously, Joe Flacco, there's no reason to play him right now. You keep him in bubble wrap. Kenny Pickett's banged up. No reason to push him along or faster than need be. So, yeah, I mean, if Gabriel can't go, you may see Tyler Huntley for all four quarters.
Dangerous Daryl Ryder here on the show with us this morning. All right, so, you know, speaking of Deshaun Watson just moments ago, we brought up a conversation yesterday where it's like, well, he's running around. We saw him on the videos. His quarterback coach was telling Bobani Jones that he would be healthy before the end of the year. Do you think we could see Deshaun Watson play for this team this year?
Never say never. I mean... Again, look at the situation they're in right now, Ken, with that quarterback room. So they honestly may need him later in the season if he's healthy. So I'm not going to be completely dismissive of it. 3 months ago, I've been like, there's not a snowball's chance in you know where that he sees the field this year. But after seeing what has transpired in that quarterback room right now, which is really unfortunate, it's hard for me to sit here and be just 100% definitive. There's no way this guy is going to play for the Cleveland Browns this year. He's obviously working very hard, like the team has said, behind the scenes to get himself healthy again. I think it's pretty impressive that he's at the point that he is, considering he ruptured that Achilles not once but twice in less than 3 months and had two surgeries to repair it. And now he's out there running around. He's throwing footballs, dropping back and things like that. So, working on his mobility. So the fact that he's at the point that he's at in his rehab process is pretty impressive. And like I said, the way this quarterback room has gone right now from a health standpoint, I'm not going to rule anything out. I was joking with Baskin and Phelps yesterday. I'm going to ask on my Sunday show, what number is going to be higher, the number of wins for the Browns or quarterbacks they use this season? Because it feels like it's going to be one of those years where they're going to need a lot of those guys just to get through the 17-game schedule.
I had asked Ken this earlier based on Joe Flacco, according to the reports, having a terrific day yesterday against the defending Super Bowl champs. People get mad, especially the Shedeur First fans get really mad when they hear stuff like this. But I'll just ask you at this point, how big is the gap between Joe Flacco and Shedeur Sanders?
Wow. I think it's significant, and that's not me taking shots at Shedeur. I feel Shador's got a lot to learn. He certainly doesn't have the experience that Joe has, and Joe has been pretty good throughout training camp. I got to be honest with you, it was really good to see those reports coming out of Philadelphia, and it just not just that the defensive line is playing well, but that Flacco had some very positive periods working against the defending Super Bowl champion starters. So, there is a gap there. and Shedeur's got a lot to learn. He's got a lot of things in his game he still has to clean up. But he, I think, might be a little further along than some folks want to give him credit for, which, again, that's positive news for the Browns. But I maintain that Flacco's absolutely the safest bet to start week one against Cincinnati, not only for the Browns and their chances to win, but I think just organizationally so they can buy these younger quarterbacks they have, including Kenny Pickett, a little more time.
You know, if this defense is as dominant as at least a lot of the reporting that you've been doing, as well as others have been throughout training camp and these joint practices, what is, I guess, the basement for this Browns team? Because we know that this defense has a chance to keep them in a bunch of games. So right. What's the floor?
Well, I mean, I think the floor is you get a similar result to what you had last year, 3-4 wins. Now, for me, the question is, what's their ceiling? And the defense is not going to determine the ceiling. It's going to be the quarterbacks and the offense that's going to determine that. The defense certainly is going to keep them in games early in the season. The one thing that I worry about, Anthony, on that side of the ball is their depth being challenged through the attrition of injury and all that kind of stuff getting through the schedule here. And especially if the offense does struggle, right? If they struggle to stay on the field, struggle to put long, sustained drives together with regularity, if they're constantly going three and out, right? And the punter ends up being the team MVP or the team offensive MVP because he's flipping field position all the time, well, that's obviously going to be a problem. That's going to wear those guys down on that side of the ball. And we've seen that here in Cleveland before. So, I'm really high on the defense. Hopefully they're able to stay healthy, knock on wood there. But I think that also...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Factoring into that is going to be how successful and consistent can this offense be to give them the breathers that they're going to need. The only question I have on that side of the ball, can they create turnovers consistently? And that's something, unfortunately, we've not seen a lot of the first 2 years under Jim Schwartz.
All right, Daryl, happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday to me a little early, but I'll take it.
When's your birthday?
November.
Oh, I was just guessing. Daryl, have a great day, and we'll talk to you coming up tomorrow.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
The Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So Isaiah Bond is probably going to be a Cleveland Brown. The team hasn't said anything yet. They'll probably say something after the weekend.
I'd say so. I am fully expecting that.
And then Quinshon Judkins, those charges have been dropped, so they got to sign him. As Darryl had said, they sign him, and then he will be subject to whatever NFL penalties and suspensions could possibly be. I'd imagine he would go on the commissioner's exempt list. So this is a word. There's a word that I'm thinking of that I wouldn't say to you if I wouldn't call it myself, because I think in this case, because I don't think it's said lightly. I think we can be very hypocritical about this, and myself included. You know, I did not like it when Deshaun Watson was signed, and I am a huge, 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 huge Browns fan. No doubt about it. And I think a lot of people are still huge, huge Browns fans, and we've had numerous callers, numerous people make comparisons to teams that win that have had problems with players in the past. And I think, hey, if you're just out on the Browns, okay. You're out on the NFL. Okay. But I say, what are we arguing for? It'd be nice to find morality and nice things in pro sports, but I don't think you should go looking for them. I don't think you're going to like what you find. And this is another case. There is charges that are dropped here. The government and our country believes in innocent until proven guilty, but that has nothing to do with the court of public opinion. And I believe that if the Browns were 14-3 instead of 3-14, there would not be much reaction to this. I mean, we look at Howie Roseman, and we put him on a pedestal, and he has taken guys that have fallen to him because they have had alleged, not even true, alleged transgressions in their past. But they won a Super Bowl. So if I'm going to say, I don't care about winning, I'm just done, God bless you. But if you're saying, well, these teams, they win, well, we lose, that's where it's at. Like, I respect it. I know we bust, I almost said something. I know we bust pills all the time. I mean, I could say it, time ain't here no more, but you get what I'm saying. We give each other hell all the time. The afternoon show on us. And there's a lot of disrespect that I throw around. I respect Nick's opinion when he said, I respect his passion and his feelings when he had this to say. Yesterday afternoon, right after the Isaiah Bond news.
It's not that hard to have a little bit of class. It's not that hard to honor this freaking city. Like, seriously, man. I got family here. I got generations of people that have supported this team, and you've brought shame on us every time. Where can I turn? The Eagles got a Super Bowl for their moral indiscretions. Where's ours? Oh, by the way, don't worry. We got it. Don't question them. Don't question the big corporation. They won't know more than you blue-collar peons. I mean, dude, you couldn't let 90 minutes pass from one big legal what the bleep was that to the next? I'm like, why do we do this? Why do any of us do this?
So that's Nick, but when you mention like the Eagles and their Super Bowls, well, what are you saying? You're mad that they're losing and then they add this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think basically what Nick's saying is if you're going to lose, like just don't keep bringing these storylines to the team that forces the fan base to have to argue about this stuff.
I understand
and the media
that.
To have to do it because they don't really have a track record of this working all that much. Wait, Kareem
exactly.
Hunt is the one that we talked about. But
exactly.
Other than that, I mean, most of them have ended up being kind of embarrassing for them. God, the Perrion Winfrey one was...
But in so many ways, this goes right back to what I was saying yesterday when it came to the Myles Garrett situation. And Myles Garrett's situation is nowhere near what we're talking about, the allegations that were against Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond, clearly. But when you don't have leadership, that's where you're going to have problems. Again, we mentioned the Eagles. We have to mention Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham, guys who were policing the locker room, guys who held guys accountable, because you could hold guys accountable physically when you have a guy like Fletcher Cox in your locker room at that time. And so that kind of passes down a torch to other guys when they're done with the Philadelphia Eagles. We don't have that. So that's why we get bit by this stuff. That's why the Eagles really don't. That's why the Chiefs don't get bit by this stuff.
Well, and I always wonder to each of the teams, like how much they care at all. I'm sure... In various instances, there are some players that might care, but what in the end, what does that matter? The overwhelming majority of a locker room, they really just keep their focus where it needs to be, and they try not to worry about anybody else's business. I'm sure they've played with some guys. Some teammates have had some guys that they're disgusted by because they know actually more than even the public knows about some of these dudes. But in the end, on Sunday, does that mean they're not going to have each other's backs? No, they're football players.
They're trying to get to a common goal, which is win. That's what they're trying to do. But, you know, we've done this in pro sports for a very long time. And I think it's very easy for me to be outraged. And there's been times where I've been upset before, but I've had to learn the lesson the hard way. Going and looking for morality in professional sports is not where to look for it. I mean, you look at some of the guys that we talk about all the time, guys who are in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Lawrence Taylor has acted like a child his entire life. There's some substance abuse issues in there, and there are statues of the man. And you look at some of the stuff he's been accused of and some of the stuff he's been found guilty of, for crying out loud. And you go to New York, you go to Jersey, you're going to see a lot of 56 around there.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible in like music. I can't get R. Kelly music, but I can see the Lawrence Taylor highlights. It just kind of shows you how we feel about football in general.
And we pick and choose what we want to be bothered by when it comes to entertainment. And you mentioned it earlier today. And yeah, I'm willing to be called out as a hypocrite as long as everybody else is. Because you said, Kenny, how would you feel if the Steelers were doing all this? I don't think I'd be celebrating and rubbing it in. I don't want to do that because I think I've learned from previous situations. I think I've learned to do that, to not do that. But in this case, let's call it what it is. We were making jokes last week that we could put names together and fool fans on what the wide receiver looks like because fans don't know any of these guys other than Jerry Jeudy. And now they know how desperate they are. So they added Isaiah Bond. You said maybe it's not worth the squeeze. Some people are out there telling you he could have been a fourth-round pick. I had people saying he could have been a second-round pick.
Yeah, does that matter to you, like, when the Ravens do it with a first-round guy,
and
right?
But that's the thing. But if I said he was a first-round or fifth-rounder, it shouldn't matter to those who were that upset.
Like, undrafted free agents, right? Would you want them to be signing guys if stuff was hanging over them?
You would think no. You would think it's not worth it. And that's how the NFL does operate in so many ways. This guy ain't worth it. I mean, this guy ain't even that great. But if they are great, there's a lot of hoops that NFL teams and really pro sports teams in general are really willing to jump through. So I don't use that word lightly, but I think we all have to be, if we're going to act outraged, but I'm still going to be a pro sports fan, okay. I have to be willing to be called out on it. Because I look around teams that are successful. And you know, I'm not throwing stones at you in there. I'm just using that your team as an example. I think Chiefs fans for a long time, they celebrated Mahomes. They celebrated Chris Jones. They celebrated Travis Kelce. They tolerated Tyreek Hill and the things that he was accused of. They tolerated Andy Reid's son. They don't celebrate it, but it's part of their franchise. And some of those things are terrible, absolutely terrible.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.